Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to be joined right off the bat from Guns.com by Alex Reville. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
Listen, you've been holding back on me, Alex.
Oh, no.
You've been holding out on me, man. So, like, you know, I've talked to Alex before, and Alex is always like, well, you know, I don't know how I do on this, on this. I watched a YouTube video you did. I was, I've been hovering before I went out and fully committed to going to the SIG P320 type platform. So I was watching YouTube videos, and I come across a Guns.com YouTube video being presented by you about the SIG P320s. And not only that, but I think there was an additional one about the 320, the M18, the M17 that you did as well. And I was quite impressed with your presentation.
Well, thank you very much.
What did you find? Now, you know the videos I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Now, for my own edification, I have made the choice about the SIGs simply because I can draw a face on a target with a SIG, with a 320. Mm-hmm. And it is very important to me that if I pull out a gun in self-defense, if I start pulling the trigger on that, I want to know where the rounds are going. I want to have confidence when I'm pulling the trigger on this. So with the exception of single action triggers, which I know where those are going to go as well. As far as a weight and a size and everything else, the 320, or actually the M18 for me, is the carry gun that I'm going to carry most of the time. What are your thoughts on SIGs? And I mean, you handle a lot of guns, don't you?
Yes, sir. Hundreds of weight.
What are your thoughts on the P320?
I think it's probably, this is maybe, I don't know, it's a great topic of conversation because there's big kind of name brands when it comes to handguns, and I think there's been a lot of maybe stagnation in the industry as far as handgun designs go for a fairly long time. And I mean, the 320 with that modular system is one of the more innovative things that have come to fruition. And I love it just because of the versatility. I mean, it gives you that opportunity. And those grip modules are super cheap. I mean, you can get them straight from SIG for like $25-$30.
Right.
Obviously, there's some that are more expensive if you go with like a Wilson Combat or something like that. But I'm a huge
fan. Those are $60. That's $60. So.
Right. It's not like your, you know, a typical, you know, handgun lower module is going to run you $200-$300, maybe even more.
Right.
So I'm a big fan, huge fan of that. Like I said, I love Glocks. I've always loved Glocks, but I've always said that it's like, it feels like with a lot of the Glock generations that there's always this new generation, but there's not really like a ton of innovation into the newest generation, just a little more money.
Right.
And I thought that the 320 series, and I mean, I love SIG. I am of the opinion, and I know some people disagree with me, but I'm of the opinion that the P220 and up series, kind of that 220, 229, 226, that's one of the gold standards when it comes to hammer-fired, single-action, double-action handguns.
Right.
I'm a big fan of those. So it's cool to see him get into the striker fire and innovate into that.
For me, And this is a thing. This is the evolution I've seen. With Glock, Glock gave rise to the Gucci Glock, to the guys that were taking the Glock, and they would actually shave. They started out by shaving down the grip to change the grip angle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a little less severe from 22 to 18 degrees, because the 1911, where everybody was coming from, was 18 degrees. And they started by shaving it down and, you know, putting a little texture on it that was nicer. They would get rid of those finger grooves in some cases. Then they would do something to the slide, and they would definitely do something to the trigger. But the custom Glock cottage industry sprung up because the stock Glock out there pushing their Glock perfection, although they went through their trials and tribulations like any gun, that was what gave rise to that, to the fact that Glock just said, okay, because like Smith & Wesson has a performance house, I think Sig probably does, I think Colt does. I mean, everybody's always had like a high-end version of a gun they'll sell, not Glock, they didn't want to do it. And then all of a sudden we look at the modern, the you know, here in the 2000s, where the out-of-the-box stock polymer guns, the striker-fired guns, they have front serrations, they have stippling, they have a better trigger. They have modularity now in certain cases, especially with the SIG. So now, that's even though there's certain people out there that are customizing some of these guns that are coming out, the CZs of the world, the H&Ks, the SIGs, the Steyrs, which I've never tried a Steyr. I'd like to try a Steyr. But some of these guns that are coming out now, they come out with all of those custom touches for still a box stock price. And that's got to be hurting Glock a little bit.
Absolutely. And, I mean, one of the other great things about the P320 series is, you know, with Glock, I mean, you have, I hate to use Glock as kind of the standard. Obviously, there's a lot of other companies out there. But you have different, you know, competition models or, you know, concealed carry models and stuff like that. And SIG just seems to be more diversity in that area. You know, they're different grip modules or different weights, they're different materials. I mean, like the AXG is the alloy X-series grip, so it's metal. If you don't like the polymer, or you can get the TXG, which is the tungsten, it's got more weight to it. But just like the combinations, I feel like, that you can put into that one, like, modular handgun. Again, super innovative. It's a great overall design. And I don't know, like I said, it's kind of something cool to see pushing a bound. I think I've even heard rumors, and I don't think that they're true, but a lot of people are like, that's going to be Glock's next generation. They're going to go to the modular thing. Because that's kind of, it's one of those firearms innovations that pushes all the other companies to be like, oh shoot, we probably need to do something similar.
Well, I mean, but for them, won't that be sort of cannibalizing their own product line if they were to go that route? Because the 320 series has always been this way.
Right.
There's no need to worry about backwards compatibility or anything.
For sure. Absolutely.
And I mean, even SIG has come out now with the P365, and you know what? They've come out with the Macro, and I want to talk about a little bit about that just to get your opinion of it, because I don't know if you've handled one yet. I don't know of anybody that has. So if you have, and you can keep this to yourself as far as waiting until the next. But let me do a little point out right now. My product code, if you still go to guns.com/lock and then go to the certified used guns and punch in loaded 5, you'll get 5% off any certified used gun. Is the warehouse clearance still going on, Alex?
It is, yes.
So some of those guns in the warehouse clearance are already marked down up to 35% off. And if you go use loaded 5 as the promo code, you'll get another 5% off. So in some cases, you know, you're looking at a huge discount, but that's only on the warehouse clearance guns. But check them out at guns.com. They have the new, they have the used, they have the ammo, they have the accessories, they have. And you can read some news while you're there. We'll be right back talking to Alex Reville. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Alex Reville. He is, and what is it that you do at Guns.com exactly besides do some really good YouTube videos and test guns and set guns up? What is it you do?
I work with marketing. I kind of help with some of the inbound stuff, identifying kind of older historical firearms. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to a lot of that stuff. I've written some articles, do videos, do all kinds of stuff, some marketing stuff too.
Now, back to the SIGs thing. Have you handled a macro yet?
I have not handled a macro yet, no, sir.
I'm
pretty familiar with the like concept and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, they made everything back compatible. The magazines coming out of the macro will work with the P365, which... What do you think of the P365 itself, the original P365? I have one. I think it is a splendid gun. It is a miraculous gun. I think it may be a tad on the small side.
It's kind of funny because to me, at least, and I'm not necessarily saying it's just the truth for everybody, but I feel like the P365 was the first gun to really start this whole high-capacity micro handgun push.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I think that was the one that drove, you know, the Springfield Hellcat, you know, Glock getting in with the 43X. And things like that. Obviously, there's the Shield Plus and the LCP Plus, things like that. So I think that they drove the market, again, very innovative on SIG's part, drove the market towards getting these. It's kind of funny because I'm sure you have the same thought process as I do, but you know, I carried a Glock 19, a CZ-P07 for a long time. And like I'm thinking back on it, I'm like, man, I thought those were so small at the time that I got them. I was like, this is a great like concealed carry gun. And now with all the options that are out there, I'm like, this is almost like a duty size gun. Like this isn't really a concealed carry gun to me anymore. So I'm a big fan of that whole. I do think the P365 was maybe a little in the beginning a little bit rushed. Took them a little some tweaks and things with some of the first the early guns generations to get it really going well. But I mean they killed it, and it's kind of funny to see that micro handgun evolve into people love the design so much and the features, the ergonomics. That it just kind of keeps getting bigger. It was like this little tiny thing that just holds a high capacity. Now, but everybody's doing it too. It's not just SIG. Again, another thing that they're kind of driving the market. When they came out with the XL, then you see, you know, Springfield came out with the Hellcat Pro, Glock came out with a 48. You know, it's just like this little slim gun. People love the feel of it so much. And, I mean, you could almost even make the argument that some of it might even be kind of similar. You know, the 1911, people rave about the ergonomics of it, grip angle, things like that. And one of the things that they had going for it was that slim profile. So maybe that's kind of one of the cool things that you have these slim handguns that are easy to conceal, very comfortable to hold. But it seems like it's funny because they start as these micro handguns, these high capacity micro handguns, and it's almost like they're building off of that, making full size handguns that still have that kind of smaller feel to them.
Well, see, like with the P365, when the P365 came out, it's called the 365 because they say that's a gun you can carry 365 days a year,
mm-hmm.
And it is. It is small. It is a double stack and with a flush-mounted magazine. It'll hold 10. They have extended magazines that will hold 15. I mean, it is nothing short of a little miracle pistol that they did that in that small of a frame. However, then, and I don't know what this is, because to me, the one that would be looking at the P365 would be the one that looks at the 642 Smith & Wesson revolver.
Mm-hmm.
They're just looking for a little small package and everything. They're just looking for something small that they can hide, they can put in their pocket or whatever and carry, and not have to do anything, you know, sort of, you know, inside the waistband holster. That's, you know, wear pants are a size bigger or something. Whatever it takes to actually carry it besides it being in your pocket. But then they got that gun, and then all of a sudden they had optics for them and flashlights. And extended magazines, and all of a sudden the little itty bitty was becoming gigantic. Then they came out with the XL, and now they come out with the macro, which that's just sort of defeating the purpose of the design in the first place.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because you're you know, talking about it and relating it back to the P320, you kind of feel like SIG might start eating into their own market a little bit. I've always heard, you know, the people love the 43X and the 48, and Shield Arms makes those 15-round double-stack mags that go in them. And there's always been a lot of people who are like, well, why does, you know, Glock sell these with the 15-round mags? But I think it's straight up because if they do that, then they essentially limit the sales on the Glock 19. You know, people are no longer going to look at that gun as a that concealable kind of carry gun, and they've created their own competition. So it's kind of interesting to see these companies creating their own competition within their own series and their own gun designs, for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do a video comparing the P365 to the P320X Carry Compact. Because to me, I have one of those, and I have one of, you know, I got a 365. And I just find the X Carry Compact to be just so much more shootable. That's something that I would go train with. That's something I would go practice with. That's something that I, you know, shoot 500 rounds through without being in a class. And to me, I think that's an important part of whatever self-defense gun you're going to have, is that it be shootable and that you can train with it. But, you know, that's just the
absolutely
old
fact.
You know, that's me being an old man, Alex. That's me being an old man.
I don't know about that. I mean, going out with people who are new shooters, especially helping people find handguns for them to carry, I've had that experience where a lot of people, they want small, they want slimline, and especially people who just want a gun as like a nightstand gun. I'll always be like, you know, why don't you get something maybe a little bit bigger, a little bit heavier, it's easier to shoot, more comfortable. And I can remember one guy specifically, I took him to the range and I had kind of a plethora of handguns, and one of them was a Beretta 92. And he was just like, yeah, it's too big. Like, I don't think I would ever want anything like that. And then at the end of the day, after shooting everything, he was like, oh, by far, my favorite was the Beretta. And I'm like, I told you, man, like, if you get that bigger handgun with a little bit more weight to it, it's easy to shoot. He was really much more accurate with that one than he was with a lot of smaller ones. And I think that's an overlooked kind of feature or overlooked aspect of handguns, for sure.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back coming up on the next break, talking to Alex Reville from Guns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Donald Trump's South Florida home shouldn't be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ fought to keep the affidavit sealed. The DOJ arguing the Trump investigation is in its early stages. Attorney for the media organization Sienna Shulman says it's up to the public to determine what's meaningful.
If the court is inclined to issue a document with just the first line unredacted, then that's what we get.
The suspect charged with stabbing author Salman Rushdie is being held after pleading not guilty. The man entering his plea to charges including second-degree attempted murder. This is USA Radio News. Customs and Border Protection announced earlier this week that they surpassed 2 million illegal immigrant encounters this fiscal year. In Florence, Kentucky, on Thursday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the situation is out of control at the southern border.
Unfortunately, I think the immigration issue is so toxic right now and so partisan that even revisiting legal immigration is unlikely.
Witnesses for the defense are the main focus for a hearing on Thursday in the Parkland, Florida school shooter penalty trial. Both sides will debate over whether the brother of Nicholas Cruz and his sibling's roommate should undergo questioning from the state. The two men worry prosecutors will ask inappropriate questions. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Jurors are not expected to return to court until next week. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Alex Reville from Guns.com. And how is the warehouse clearance going? Is it getting cleared out?
Yeah, we've definitely sold a lot of guns under that. But, I mean, we're still getting hundreds in a week, so...
So do those...
really, I guess with the inbound incoming and what's going out, you don't see, you know, too much change.
Now, are the ones that are going into clearance, are these, how would we put it, are these, let's see what the numbers are right now. Well, there's only 240 items. I remember when I had Leah on the show talking about it when it first started, there was nearly 500 guns on there, so... And are these based upon the on the condition that you find them in, or what puts one in the clearance?
It could be a variety of things, condition, you know, we have market changes in prices, so, you know, something could be bought at a certain price and later on maybe not worth as much, or the market's gone down or up on certain things. And just maybe just age, you know, been around for a while, or just trying to kind of create sales, boost things moving forward.
The here's one thing though. I mean, like holster wear. Does holster wear make one, or is it more a little more in depth for you guys as to what would go in there into clearance?
It's more in depth than that. Condition is probably one of the more difficult things, I guess, to really hammer out. There's so many different rating systems out there. We try to kind of stick towards the NRA standard. We're typically much more harsh on grading than most other people. We would much rather you get a very good gun and be like, oh, this is excellent, than get an excellent gun and be like, I think this is very good. So we're definitely a little more harsh with some of our grading standards than I think the industry standard would be. But that's kind of just part of our push to present good products to the customers out there. You know, like I said, we don't want there to be any type of disappointment. We want to be honest. We want to err kind of on the side of caution to kind of provide some quality. But as far as, like, condition goes, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. Bluing, obviously, is a big thing. Holster wear, scratches, you know, if there's wood, if there's nicks, warping, cracks, anything like that. Kind of a conglomerate of different things. And it also depends kind of on the gun. Obviously, there's a lot of guns that don't have wood. There's a lot of guns that wouldn't have holster wear. It's kind of a all over the place kind of thing.
You've got a they've got a 6 hour B320 with the Wilson Combat lower module, although the frame looks like it's been worked over a little bit. Originally $1,450, now $1,160.79, which is not quite $300 in discount, which you can get another 5% if you use loaded 5.
Oh, yeah.
So, now one thing I've never asked anybody about, you have a provision in here. If somebody wants to buy a gun, but say they don't have enough money to pay for the gun, you have a provision in here to finance a gun.
That is correct, we do. So we kind of, I think it's monthly payment based kind of thing.
Right.
And when you go to look at the price, it should tell you what the monthly payment would be for that gun. The cool thing about that is it's not like layaway, so if you do it, that gun will ship out to you, and you'll pay those payments out, but you'll get the gun immediately. It's not like you have to wait till all the payments are completed. Also, a lot of the guns that we have that are dealer-side guns, you can make offers on. We've tried to take that whole, and not even all the guns for dealers, a lot of the guns that we have, we've tried to take the whole pawn shop thing and make it virtual and easy. So if there's guns out there, you know, something that maybe you want but can't afford the full price for, or you think it's worth maybe a little bit less, you can make an offer, refuse the offer if you see. But that's, again, just another option for you to kind of get a good deal, the best deal that you can find.
Well, let's look at something. Let's look at this SIG. You've got a SIG Sauer P229. That was $1,199. Now it's $779, which is a $420 discount. And if you decided to finance it, it doesn't show that. Some of these do and some don't.
Huh. Might have a trouble with the sales. I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's not something I thought about. But I have seen that. I've seen that numerous times. Numerous times. So, I mean, there's a way to buy a gun for everybody out there if they want to. But let's...
Absolutely.
Now, these are just the clearance guns. You also have certified used guns, which the 5% also works on. And, you know, looking at those, there's still some very good deals out there to be had, even though they're not on clearance in some cases.
Absolutely. We're always on the prowl for that, always trying to get the best buy price so that we can offer that and kind of transfer that into the customer experience. Our certified used guns, that's what we have here at the warehouse. So we kind of have two sides of the business. We have people who have stores, FFLs, and gun shops across the nation. They can post things on our website, kind of giving a platform to hook them up. But we also have our own warehouse. We take in guns. That's what a certified used gun is. It's something that we've actually inspected. It's come in. And we have our expert team kind of go through it before it goes to inventory and up for sale.
I may have to do a video on that. I may have to I may have to try to finance a gun and see how that works out, see how that...
I've done it before. It's pretty easy.
Yeah?
Surprisingly easy. Yes, sir.
Well, I may have to give it a shot, although I don't know what it would be on. I can't. I've never gone that route when I bought a gun before.
Well, there's a first time for everything, right? Let's see what happens when I click on that. So how does this, how would it work? Do I have to add it to the cart first to do it, or?
Yes, sir. You'll add it to the cart, and you'll kind of go through the buy process like you normally would. Go to checkout, and then when it comes time to pay, it'll give you an option to run it. I believe it's Credova that we run it through.
Right.
Option. You can click on that, and then just kind of complete the checkout. It'll bring you to another page, and then you'll fill out kind of all the financial information with them. Then it will complete your purchase.
I'm going to have to look into that. I am definitely going to have to look into that just to see. Just to see. But, I mean, I'm not filming it right now. That's the problem. I'm not filming it. I need to. I may have to spin everything around and everything. We're coming up on the next break. Alex is, Alex makes a gun look right to you for you to buy. And he has a lot of guns that he has to pose and stage and video. And he handles more guns probably than anybody else I know, except for maybe somebody else that works with him at guns.com. And he's also a presenter on the on their YouTube channel, guns.com. And right now they have a warehouse clearance and always have certified used guns and always have new guns and bestsellers and accessories and ammunition. It's just a crazy, crazy thing.
Yep, we're trying our best to be that one-stop shop for everybody who's trying to get into buying a gun or accessories.
And doing well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Alex Reville from Guns.com. Let me ask you a question. You guys, with all the stuff that you have coming in there from time to time, do you ever get anything in there where you, like, I was talking to, who was I talking to? Gosh. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were setting up for this segment, as a matter of fact. And you guys have the first ever Chiefs special in there. Smith & Wesson Chiefs special.
We sure do. I wouldn't necessarily say it's the first one ever, but it's the gun that the entire series was named after. So they basically designed the Model 36, which is what became the Chiefs special. And I've actually got the letter right here from Smith & Wesson off my desk. So it was like back, I believe, in 1952. They had a... nope, it was 1950. They had a competition for an event where they invited a bunch of people in to try to name the new model. And there was a chief whose name was last name was Boyko. He was from the Pastiac, New Jersey Police Department, and he had submitted the name, the Chief Special, and they decided that that's the one that they were going to go with. So they took a early serial number, it's serial number 29, and they engraved his name on it and actually sent that to him. So we do. We actually just got that one in maybe a month or two ago. But it is the original, very first one that actually was named the Chief Special. And we have all the paperwork from the Smith & Wesson kind of historical office to confirm all that information. It's very, very cool.
So with a gun like that, that is so special, how often do you get guns like that that are so special?
If you ask me, I would say every day. I mean, I'm a nerd when it comes to guns. I think we get really cool things in every single day. As far as like super exclusive guns, it's maybe not as frequent. Probably one or two things, maybe even more a month. There's just so many things that it would be hard to get your hands on to even see in other parts of life if I didn't work here. Like we have a semi-automatic self-fed M2 Browning machine gun. We've gotten a semi-automatic 8mm Mauser MG34 from World War II. We get all kinds of things that are rare in their own like kind of light. That's very cool. It's kind of exclusive or elusive in a lot of ways when you get into the firearms market. But I mean, that happens every single day. There's typically something that comes through, that they'll call me over to inbound for, and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we got this in.
I'm actually, as you're talking, I'm, I'm looking at this SIG P320 Texas Ranger edition.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, now, while for you, as a gun enthusiast, all the guns you get in there are special, there are very few. Am I wrong about that? Do you get guns all the time that are sort of like these commemorative guns, like this first Chief Special that ever existed? How often does that come across your bow?
Probably, like I said, probably a few times a month. We get commemorative guns. You know, some of them are series dedication guns, 1911s dedicated to different battles and you know, World War One, World War Two, things like that. This one, I would say, this particular one is probably the most exclusive one that we've ever seen. I mean, it's probably one of the most famous exclusive ones that I've ever seen come through the warehouse. But we do get commemorative models, first edition, really low serial number guns all the time.
Well, okay. I guess they're redirecting me now. It seems to be taking a minute for them to redirect me to Cordova. What is the, like, I would be, if in your position, right? Like, if all of a sudden you had a Brand 10 in front of you with, say, three magazines that came with it, which that would be miraculous, wouldn't it? Would you be sitting there going, I think I'll be buying this gun. I mean, I guess you'd probably go broke if you did that every time you saw something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so we get a few employee buys a year, but it's pretty difficult to kind of figure out which one you want to use them on. Absolutely. Like I said, again, being a gun nerd, for me, it's extremely difficult. I also tend to like some things that are maybe a little more pricey than other things. But it happens all the time. There's guns that come in where it's like, oh my gosh, I have to have it, or I really want it. There's a lot more that come in that I really want that I don't end up getting than I'd like, but that is probably just about an everyday occurrence.
I can only imagine. Of the guns that have come in, what is the rarest one you remember seeing?
Obviously this Chief Special one is special, but I see a lot of Model 36s come in, so I wouldn't necessarily say that one is the rarest one I've ever seen. The one that I say we've only seen one of, something that I really like, is a Swedish Jungmann. It's a direct gas impingement rifle that the Swedes used during World War II. I've only seen one of those. It was one of the first military adopted direct gas impingement rifles ever. Super, super cool. See one of those come through. Some Husqvarna pistols, a Japanese Type 26 revolver, things like that. Very, very, very rare that you don't see. And then there's some things that I thought was rare that I actually see a fairly good quantity of things that come through, like SPAS 12. I used to be like, oh my gosh, that's like a moon rock, you know, if you ever see a SPAS 12, and I've probably seen, I don't know, 15, maybe even more of them come through.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the one that was in the Terminator that can go pump or semi-auto.
Correct. It was in the Terminator. It was also in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it was a big, not exactly a svelte shotgun. I don't think I'd want to go running around town with one of those.
No, but they only imported 1,800 of them, so that's why I kind of thought, like, man, I'll never see one of these, because it was just such a low number that got into the United States before the assault weapons ban. But like I said, I've seen probably 15 of them at least come through here.
One thing, though. You know, I was a big fan of the Ruger P90. I was a big fan of the Smith & Wesson 4506. And if I were to find one of those, then I would my first question would be, and you know what, I don't even have time to go down this avenue. We're going to have to do this again. You get with Mr. Alther and tell him that I would like to do a part two to this next Thursday.
Absolutely.
And if he doesn't get back to you, would you still come back on next Thursday? Can we just go ahead and set that up now?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Because I've got a couple of questions about some of these older guns, and I'd rather ask you about it because, well, you probably have seen a fine cross-section of them. The warehouse clearance is still going on. There's 240 guns available on the warehouse clearance. Some of the warehouse clearance guns right now have been marked up to 35% off. You would be insane if you're looking for a gun that's in their warehouse clearance to not go there and buy one of those today and save that money because of that crazy price they're giving. And if you go and use Loaded5 as your promo code at the end of that, even on the clearance, you'll get 5% more off of a bunch of guns that have been proofed and looked at by people like Alex that have tested them, that know that these are firearms that are still very viable, still very, very well used, or will be well used by you should you decide to buy one. They're not selling junk. They're selling viable firearms. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, and I look forward to our Q&A next week, sir.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, too.
Yes, sir. Guns.com. You can read the news while you're making your buy. You can finance. You can pay. There is no reason not to buy from them. One-stop shop. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.